Spring has sprung and you need to celebrate with a new MyPillow. With its patented interlocking fill, you can easily adjust your MyPillow to your individual needs. And now Mike's added brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you more comfortable throughout the night. Plus, MyPillow 2.0 is 50% off with promo code REGULARJOE. There's never been a better time to get the MyPillow 2.0 than right now when it's 50% off. You can also get the extraordinary Giza Dream Sheets starting at just $29.99. Made from the world's best cotton from a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, the Giza Dream Sheets feature a sateen weave, giving them a luxurious finish. We own several sets, and they are fantastic. And you can get them for a limited time at an extremely low price with promo code REGULARJOE. Visit MyPillow.com/REGULARJOE to shop the best deals on MyPillow's complete line of products and get the lowest prices when you use promo code REGULARJOE. Howdy there, Joe Gigante, Regular Joe with you here on this Wednesday. In just a few moments, we will be joined by Rajani Ravindran, who will talk to us about her Senate candidacy in the state of Wisconsin. I just want to quickly wrap up on what I was saying a moment ago about this blockbuster piece out of Just the News and use it as a clarion call. Now, a moment ago, I just want to be clear, I wasn't talking about just Senator Ron Johnson when I said go on the offense. I was talking about in general. There's too much shadow boxing, and people I'd put least in that category of shadow boxing versus getting things done would be senators like Rand Paul and Ron Johnson. They tend to be on the tip of the spear. My point was that whether it's those two or others, John Solomon, in this wonderful piece, has done the job of uncovering blockbuster information that confirms some of our worst fears when it comes to freedom and liberty in this country and the political persecution of a candidate, to say nothing of election interference. It points right to all of that. In these next 195 days, you got to make hay where the sun's shining. You know what I mean? Let's get it done. What are we waiting for? Don't tell me about how we're in the minority in the Senate and we have a thin margin in the House. I don't care. Fight like there's no tomorrow, because damn it, if you don't, there may not be a tomorrow. What are you waiting for? If this information, our founding fathers are turning in their graves at this, if we don't address it. We went to war for less than this. Think about it. Go back and study what we fought a revolution over. If we brought our founding fathers forward, they'd sit there and go, what in the world is wrong with you people? Get the lead out of your backsides and do something. And again, we don't need to fight a revolution. We have a constitution, the rule of law, and the American people who are the sovereigns. We had none of that when the King of England was trying to crush us. So let's step up and get the job done. Now, once again, Donald Trump calling it out properly. Yesterday, after the hearing in New York, he had this to say about, again, the lack of leadership by Joe Biden when it comes to the anti-Semitic attacks on campuses in New York and just the general wrong direction he continues to push our country in.
We have more police presence here than anyone's ever seen. For blocks, you can't get near this courthouse. And yet you have nobody up at a college where you have very radical people wanting to rip the colleges down, the universities down. And that's a shame. But it all starts with Joe Biden. The signals he puts out are so bad. And I can tell you, he's no friend of Israel, that's for sure. And he's no friend of the Arab world either. You take a look at what he said. He's no friend of... He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what to do. He wants to take like a middle ground, and oftentimes that doesn't work, but it's certainly not working here. But what he's done to Israel is abandoned them, and he's trying to be as nice as he can to the other side. Call it the Arab world, but that's not working either, because they get him, and he's an incompetent man. A peace will never happen with a guy like this.
I completely agree. We will have no peace as long as Joe Biden is a puppet in any position in this country. Now, Jonathan Turley, last bite, and then we're going to go to Rajani. Jonathan Turley, again, remember, this guy's a liberal Democrat, but a constitutional lawyer that's honest. And he said, look, what we are witnessing is ridiculous. And by the way, yesterday's hearing proves, on top of the story I just shared with you, this is nothing more than a kangaroo court.
What is clear is in this case, Trump is right. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did, in fact, capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist.
Which, again, it'd be laughable. Except for it's a direct miscarriage of justice. I guess in short, what I'm saying is, in these elected officials, these elected employees can take it for whatever they will. But you know what we need a little more of? We need a little more rabble-rousing. Maybe rabble-rousing is more in style than you may realize. Maybe it makes you feel a little uncomfortable. Maybe it makes you feel like you should straighten your tie and straighten your jacket a little. But what we need are people that are willing to get their hands dirty to preserve, and I mean hands in the dirt. I know the liberal, every time I say it, I can hear him, he's calling for violence. No, we don't need violence. We need men and women of virtue to step up, stand up, and speak loudly and clearly in defense of liberty and freedom. And if that's rabble-rousing, so be it, but that's what we need. Because it's all on the line here, which is a great way to segue into my next guest. Rajani Ravindran is a Senate candidate here in the state of Wisconsin. She's running as a Republican. I welcome, first time on the show. Now, I've had a chance, we've done a couple events together, spoken to you. You were at the Trump rally, saw you around, seen you around town, as they say. You're based here, you're a student at UW Stevens Point, but you have quite a background, which we're going to get into in depth in our podcast today. But I welcome you to the show, Rajani, and I'm going to start with the question. I'm sure you hear this a lot, so I want to address it first thing, which is, you know, you're running against Eric Hovde, who's been endorsed by Donald Trump. He's self-funding his campaign. He's obviously a wealthy man. So everybody says, why are you running against a Trump-endorsed self-funder? Why are you continuing in this race?
That is a really good question, Joe. Can you hear me?
Absolutely, loud and clear. Go right ahead.
There is two different reasons. I don't want to say two different reasons. There are many reasons why I am staying in this race. I took a trip to Washington, D.C. last spring, and along the line, what you were talking during this show, the same thing. I was disgusted by not only Democrats, but by Republicans as well, how they are running our country down the hill. Our country is going in hell in the handbasket. And these people, they are ruining this nation for our children and our children's future. And I realize that it is about time for a regular person who is not having a lot of money, do not have a lot of political background, not an insider, needs to be getting, just like you mentioned, the men and women of virtue. And I am that woman of virtue trying to do my part to save my country at this time. Also, to answer your question, see, the seat, this Senate, Class 1 Senate seat, it does not belong to the Republican Party. It does not belong to the Democrat Party. It doesn't even belong to the President Trump, presidential candidate President Trump. It doesn't belong to him. The seat belongs to the people of Wisconsin, and it is their right to choose who they want to be represented with in Washington, D.C. That is the number one reason. You cannot pick an insider. You cannot sell the seat to the highest bidder because he has millions of dollars. That is absolutely wrong. That is against our constitutional rights. our founding fathers has intended representative system. That means you and me, like regular people, will go to DC, do the job, and come back home. So that is the reason. This seat cannot be sold to the higher bidder because the seat doesn't belong to neither of the party. And then when it comes to the to answer the question about Trump endorsement, don't get me wrong. I am a Trump supporter. I supported him ever since 2016. And I am still going to vote for him in 2024. I am a Trump supporter. But listen here. My primary opponent is not a MAGA Republican. I am the MAGA Republican. So this endorsement, first of all, I have to tell you, and many of the patriots in this state would tell you that it went to a wrong person. And this is not the first time President Trump is endorsing a wrong candidate. We all know what happened in our governor race. Our President Trump endorsed the wrong candidate, Tim Michael. And you know how it ended up being. People in Wisconsin are hungry for a person who can relate with themselves. People want somebody from the street, from among them, to go and get the job done in DC. Traditionally, rich people, insiders, held the position. And what happened? Look at the country right now. And I have to tell you, I received numerous phone calls asking me to step down from running, asking me to quit. The last question I received from RPW, Republican Party of Wisconsin staff member, asked me, Rajani, if you will not get the party's endorsement, will you quit? And I had to tell them that, no, I will not. I cannot quit on my children. I cannot quit on my country. My home is invaded by illegal immigrants. My country is being bankrupted. I will not quit. I will not quit, but I will fight. I will fight with everything I can. I need people on my side. I do not need any insiders on my side. That's it.
That was quite an opening statement, though. I mean, my goodness, there's a lot of fire in the belly, which I appreciate. A lot of passion in what you're saying. Now, a couple quick things. And again, I want to remind everyone, we're going to do a full-length interview on my podcast right after today's show. We will then publish it on RegJoeShow.com, so in our social media as well, so people will get the chance to hear all the details more in depth, a little bit about you. Have a fascinating life story that I think people would be interested in hearing. But I want to ask a couple quick questions. People have been sending them in as we're getting ready for the interview, during the interview. So first, I want to just address an obvious question. You talked about illegal immigration. People can recognize the Italian, or is it an Irish accent? I know there's an accent there. Pretty sure it's Italian. No, I'm just kidding, obviously. But you are a legal immigrant. You gave a compelling statement about this at one of the dinners we were at. But I just want to clarify for people that they know, if you can, tell them, you know, how you got here and where you, what your citizenship is. I just think if you can quickly, I want to address the obvious question that people may have.
I legally immigrated from India in 2011. I became a United States citizen in 2015. When I became a United States citizen, I gave up my Indian citizenship. So I am nothing but an American. I do not hold any citizenship or any residency in any other country. This is my home. This is my country. Here I belong. Here I will live. Here I will die, God willing, and here I will be buried. This is my country, and I am fighting for my home. If this country fails, if our country fails, I have no other place to go to. That is the reason I am fighting.
Well, and now to that end, two quick questions, because we got to wrap up here. We're up against a break, and we'll go into this more in depth. But one question popped in as you were giving your impassioned statement. They said, you know, okay, you don't get the endorsement, you run, and you, if you do not prevail in the primary, the question they are asking is, will you actually support and work, help, they use the word help and work kind of interchangeably in the question, for whoever wins the nomination on August 13th, if it's not you, will you help to try to get whoever prevails in that contest across the line in November to flip this seat away from Tammy Baldwin?
Mr. Joe, I need to be clear here. This question I faced quite a bit. I want to be honest with the people of Wisconsin. I want to be honest with you. Listen, my love for our country is greater than my best interest for the party. I am not here to build up the Republican Party. I am here to save the country, to serve the people of Wisconsin with the integrity of my heart. So that being said, if it is a uniparty candidate, the answer is no. I will not give my word to support anybody who stands against my convictions and godly principles and against the Constitution of the United States. That is what it is.
All right.
When it comes to that candidate, I will vet the candidate and I will decide then.
So the short answer is we got to hit the break and we'll have you on for the podcast is... It's not a blanket yes or no. It'd be no if they're uniparty. It'd be yes if you review them and you think they agree. We will talk more with Rajani on our podcast after the show. Make sure to watch for it on socials later today.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.